crying out because of their slave drivers, and I am concerned about their suffering. So I have come down to rescue them from the hand of the Egyptians and to bring them up out of the land into a good and spacious land, a land flowing with milk and honey, the home of Canaanites, Hittites, Amorites, Perizzites, Hivites, and Jebusites. And now the cry of the Israelites has reached me, and I have seen the way the Egyptians are oppressing them. So now go, I am sending you to Pharaoh to bring my people, the Israelites, out of Egypt. Oh, gracious Father and all-wise God, I thank you, Lord, for another opportunity. An opportunity, Father, that I can be yielded. My flesh can decrease and your spirit can increase. That I can be used by you to stand before your people, to give your word, Lord. Not me, but you. For everything, Lord, that's good and pleasing comes from you. And I thank you. I ask thee, Lord, let the words that you bring forth fall upon good soil, that it shall spring up, that it shall touch each and every one's heart and flourish. In Christ's name, I thank you. Amen.
Amen.
That was song Cross and Joy was so ironic. The topic was God heard your cry. But about halfway through, he decided to change that. The topic now is you're not where you're going to be.
Yeah.
Normally I'm only here about 12 minutes. Give me 13 when you could. Normally. We know in the story of Moses, was born an Israelite, raised as an Egyptian. We know that the Lord called Moses to lead the Israelites out of Egypt. The Lord said to Moses, I have heard the cries of my people. I have come down to rescue them. So crying unto the Lord doesn't involve any tears like we normally think crying is. God is not moved by your tears. He is moved by your heart. By your faith. So when you cry unto the Lord, what you're actually doing is, though you may have tears, you're crying out from your heart at a time of desperation. You're at a loss. You're at your wit's end. Your heart is heavy. And at this time, you must humble yourself before him, knowing that he has the answer. He can fix your situation. The Israelites were in great distress because of their bondage. So they humbled themselves before the Lord and pled for mercy. So when we pray, the Lord hears our prayers. But the answer doesn't always come immediately.
Amen.
But at this moment, if we pray, he hears our prayers. And he begins to work out our situation.
Yes.
So whether it's to work on us, to cause someone to have compassion on us, or to harden somebody's heart to humble us.
Yes.
Therefore, we are to wait on the Lord expectantly and patiently.
Yes.
But David said, if we rest in the Lord and wait for him patiently. Daniel said that the angel, when he prayed, the angel came 21 days later.
Yes.
And the angel told him, Lord, heard your prayer when you prayed. But the prince of Persia held me up, and the archangel Michael had to come and relieve me, and I could bring you your word.
Yeah.
So David also said, in my distress, I cried unto the Lord, and he heard me. So waiting on the Lord is just not sitting around. We're supposed to stand on his promise.
Yeah.
Be expectant. Amen. Be patient. And knowing that he heard us, and he is working things out for us.
Yeah.
So as an example, we'll say a woman who's pregnant. She's expecting a child. For those 9 months, she's expecting a child.
Yes.
So she's expecting for that child to arrive, which is the same thing with us with our prayers.
Yes.
We are expecting an answer to our prayers.
Yes.
But for those 9 months, she is expecting patiently and waiting for that moment to come.
Mm-hmm.
And when that moment comes, hopefully it's a time of rejoicing. may be righteous. The same is with us when God answers our prayers. So the Lord heard you when you cry. He hears you when you cry out and calls people to talk about you. He heard you when you didn't know how you were going to pay your bills. He heard you when you said your heart was heavy with sorrow. He heard you when your body was in pain.
Yes.
He heard you when you said things just aren't going right.
Yep.
He heard you when you said you just needed to talk.
Yes.
He heard you when you said the presence of life have got you done.
Yes.
The Lord hears the cries of his people. For I know, when I was sick, he healed me.
Yes.
When I had no job, he sustained me.
Yes.
All my bills got paid. And
yes.
I know it's me.
Yes.
Amen.
When I had nobody, he comforted me.
Yes.
When I needed a car, he gave me a car and gave me a promotion on my job to pay for the car.
Amen.
Cry out unto the Lord. If we humble ourselves before the Lord, he will lift us up in due time. Then he said again, Lord my God, I called to you for help and you healed me. When the righteous cry for help, the Lord hears and delivers them out of their trouble. So with the cry, the Lord sent Moses to go before Pharaoh to set the Israelites free and to take them to the promised land. Pharaoh denied them several times before he finally released them, and the Lord gave them favor over the Egyptians. The Egyptians gave them gold, they gave them silver, and they gave them clothes.
Yeah.
So once everyone was gathered, Moses led the Israelites on the journey. The Lord gave them manna and quail to eat. Notice he gave them manna first. The Lord has sent Pastor Thompson to Archer's Grove to lead us. He gave him a vision to reveal for God's glory. The church has been through a lot over the years. Just as the Israelites went through a dry place and the Lord was with them, we have gone through a dry place and the Lord was with us as well. So we are called to follow Pastor Thompson as he follows Christ. Just like the game that we played when we were little, follow the leader. Whatever the leader did, everybody in the line of house has to follow the leader. That is what we're here for. Pastor Thompson has preached on unity, love, and fellowship. Just as the Israelites, we have grown and come together as a people. Pastor Thompson has taken us through a growth process to maturity in Christ. For the time of milk is gone. It is time for meat to come.
Amen.
The pastor has preached and taught Christ. For Christ said, I am the bread of life. The pastor has laid the firm foundation. Notice I said earlier, the Israelites were given bread first. The bread was Christ. That's what pastor has given us, the foundation of Christ, so that we now can stand firm and grow. Now it's time to move to me. For Christ said, my food is to do the will of him who sent me to finish his work. And the man shall not live off bread alone, but by every word proceeded out of the word of God's mouth.
Amen.
Anyone that lives on milk is being an infant and is not acquainted with the teachings about righteousness. So we know righteousness is meat. That's where we should be now. Eating meat. For solid food is for the mature, who by constant use have trained themselves to distinguish good from evil. The Israelites ate spiritual food, they drank the same spiritual drink, and they drank from the same spiritual rock that accompanied them, which was Christ. So let us continue to grow in unity, love, and righteousness. For let's be doers of the word. When the Lord called Moses, he told him to tell the Israelites, I am sent you. But for me, he's not I am, he is you are.
Amen.
You are my help.
Mm-hmm.
You are my rock.
Yes.
You are my provider.
Yes.
You are my life.
Amen.
You are my salvation.
Yes.
You are my doctor.
Yes.
You are my source.
Yes.
You are everything that I need.
Yes.
And I need.
Yes.
So we are to prepare the way now, is what we're moving to, for coming generations. That's what Archer's Grove is for. Archer's Grove at one time was a strong pillar in this community.
Yes.
And we moved away. It's time for us to rebuild.
Amen. Amen.
The word says anyone that doesn't provide for their relatives and especially for their own household has denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes.
Here we are family.
Amen.
They have many aunts and many uncles, many brothers and many sisters. We are to prepare the way for coming generations, for our youth. We are to teach them and train them in the way that they're supposed to go. We are to help them in their time of need. We are to be able to show them and guide them. We're not supposed to just sit around in these four walls and talk to each other and get mad at each other. No, it's me. No. And help and strengthen this community as it did once before.
Yes. Amen.
The children, they go through hard times these days.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to be with them. They should be able to come to any one of us and talk to us about any problem, any situation they have. And we should be there for them. Mm-hmm. We should be there for each other.
Thank you, Lord.
If one is crying,
yes.
We all should cry.
Yes. Yes.
If one is hurt, we should all hurt.
Yes.
If one is in need, then we should all band together and help that that's in need.
Amen.
And strengthen it. That is what a family does.
Yes.
So you may get mad at each other. It's okay. It's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
But you're supposed to get over it, move on,
amen.
Forgive,
yes.
And let's keep it going.
Amen.
That's that, right?
Yes.
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 Yes. Yeah, with it.
Yes.
Move on.
Yes.
Keep on going. Amen.
Yes.
Leave it in the hand of the Lord.
Amen.
Ah.
Amen.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
We are to grow, not to be stagnant.
Yes.
And the Lord has now, as I said earlier, song was ironic. Crossing the Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord is moving us into our promised land. It's time for us to grow,
mm-hmm.
to move,
mm-hmm.
to get rid of all these old ways and move into the new way that He's moving us.
Amen.
For it is Him that leads us and guides us. It's not we, it's not our ancestors, it's not what we want to do, it's not how we want to do it. It's how He wants to do it and how He wants it done.
Mm-hmm.
That is what we're supposed to do.
Yes.
So what we need to do is band together,
mm-hmm.
pray,
mm-hmm.
and work together, and do what He has for us to do,
mm-hmm.
that we can all move forward into His promised land.
Mm-hmm.
For the Israelites, there were those of them that did not enter the promised land, regret their grumbling, griping, and complaint. And they sent the spies over to the new promised land, and when they came back, they said they couldn't take it.
Mm-hmm.
They couldn't overtake it. Only two, Caleb and Joshua. They were the only two that said that we can do it with the Lord's help.
Mm-hmm.
So, because they were in there for 40 days and come back and said they couldn't do it with the Lord's help, He made them all stay in the desert for 40 years until they all died.
Mm-hmm.
And the new ones came.
Mm-hmm.
And they went to the promised land. Let not that be us. That all of us walk into the promised land,
mm-hmm.
to be able to see what the Lord has in store for us.
Yeah.
That we can continue to build and grow and strengthen our growth in number. That we can go out into the community. That we can teach them, preach them, and bring more people into the fold of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
But that is what Christ is for, building up the kingdom of God.
Mm-hmm.
For He has given us this opportunity. Let's not let it pass by. Let it not be wasted.
Yes.
Let's take it.
All right.
Yes. Yes. Amen. Amen.
For Christ is our foundation.
Yes,
He is the one that gives us everything that we need.
Mm-hmm.
He is our leader, our light, our guide. He is the one that allows us to wake up each and every day.
Amen.
Yes.
He gives us the strength that we need.
Mm-hmm.
He gives us everything that we need.
Amen.
So if we continue to follow Him, we have nothing to worry about.
Amen.
But we will have opposition.
Mm-hmm.
We have Him. And there's nothing greater than Christ.
Amen.
He is greater than all things. For He created the heavens and the earth and everything in it. And it's ours. So with that said, is there anyone here that would like to give their life to Christ? That haven't given their life to Christ, for this is a free opportunity for salvation. So if you only give me 13 minutes, we're good. Okay.
Thank you, Lord.
If not, tonight for prayer. I know I'm not Pastor Thompson. I know I'm not Bishop Kay. But the same God that speaks to him speaks to me.
Amen. Amen.
Cast off your burdens.
That's on me.
Amen. That's what he's asking each and every one of us to do.
Your head, I had my surgery. I said, look at this, God.